Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
All right, we're brought to you this evening by the folks who bring us every program, and that is Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos brought to you by those who drink it, and we thank them as always for their sponsorship. Okay, Knicks, Mets. First of all, Mills is out. I know Mills, I'd say, fairly did very well. Gentlemen, like I said, I knew his dad. No surprise he's out. No surprise they've been under a lot of pressure there. Obviously, Dolan's not happy with what's going on. He's also not happy with the chance, as you know. That bothers him immensely, as everybody knows. There have been rumors that there was a breakdown over a trade. They're going to trade a bunch of guys because they got a bunch of bad players. They have a lot of work to do. Can they get the guys they want? I doubt they'll get one of the two people you've heard everybody talk about. We'll see how that unfolds. It'll take a little while for it to unfold, so we'll see. I have some thoughts on that, but that can wait a day or two because nothing's going to happen in the next 24 hours, okay? Now, the Met thing. Give Barstool credit. I gather they're the first ones that had the story today. That's what somebody came in and told me, that Barstool was the first one that had the story. So I'm hearing that's true. So give the guys at Barstool credit. You know, a lot of times when Barstool does it, people say, ah, it's Barstool. But you know what? Give them credit. You know, if they broke the story, good for them. Now, I heard about this a little before I started the 5 o'clock show on radio.com. I called the Mets. The Mets usually take my phone calls. They didn't. They said they were in a meeting. So I did not get to anybody that I usually get to. So I don't have any information from that standpoint. Now, here's the latest story. Usually when there's smoke, there's fire. And it's not hard for these deals to break up. Now, here's what's being reported now by Thornton McInerney of The Post. I don't know who he is, but this might be a guy who might be a business writer. I'm not sure if he's a sports writer or a business writer. But it sounds like the Cohn side or the business side is talking. Remember, this one, you can get information from the Mets, you get information from Wall Street. Steve Cohn's 2.6, this is the Post story. Steve Cohn's $2.6 billion bid to buy the Mets. It's on life support, if it is alive at all. Sources close to the situation are confirming that the billionaire hedge fund manager is ending negotiations with the Wilpons on his purchase of an 80% stake in the franchise. According to those sources, Cohn is deeply unhappy with the Wilpons changing the terms of the agreement at a very late stage and has decided to walk away. When rumors broke that the Cohn deal was dead, the Mets offered a strangely worded non-denial. They did. They put out this thing. They sent it here, too. The parties are subject to confidentiality obligations, including a mutual non-disclosure agreement, and therefore cannot comment. They sent that here. They sent it to everybody because Anthony brought it in. He showed it to me. Sources close to Cohn tell the Post, might be Cohn, tell them that the 63-year-old $13 billion man is taking the NDA more seriously than the Wilpons and is holding his tongue for the time being. This is the second time that a deal broke through. You remember David Einhorn, who's another one of these Wall Street types, okay? Very successful Wall Street guy, all right? Guy who shorts a lot of companies, as you might know. Einhorn and the Mets fell apart over something to do with the deal. Einhorn also stepped on a lot of toes. I can tell you at the time, he didn't act very well around the baseball people. He really didn't. But again, it might have come down to other things too. I'm not saying that Einhorn was to blame. I'm not saying he was at all. he didn't make a good presentation when he first showed up, but that doesn't mean the Mets didn't screw him on the deal. He might have. I have no doubt they might have or they might not have. I have no idea. So the bottom line is the deal didn't go through. Now it looks like the Cone deal is not going through. I don't have any information on this. I apologize because I did call them. I didn't find out about it until right before I came on the air, and I didn't get through to the Mets. They told me they were in a meeting. So, and I can tell you, I texted them, and someone from the organization texted me back that said, everyone's in a meeting right now. We can't talk. That's what they said. So no one got on with me. I didn't get anybody that I usually get talk to me. So no one talked to me. So I didn't get any information. So I'm not denying any of this. I'm sure, like I said, someone came to me today and said, Barstool is reporting that the deal's off. I said, those don't appear out of thin air. Okay. When you see something like that, it usually has some basis to it. Now you're hearing rumblings that it deals off. So for Met fans, you thought you had the richest owner in baseball, and now you're back to the old days. Well, Eddie, come in here. Come in and say, come in here, Eddie. I just saw Eddie walk in. Eddie's on tonight, right? He's got a hot stove. Come on in, Eddie, for a second before we take a break. So I see Eddie's in here. I haven't seen Eddie in a long time. Hi, Eddie. Sit down.
Why?
Let me ask you if you know. I
don't.
Okay. I didn't get to anybody yet, Eddie, because this is just breaking. I called. You know I have good sources with the Mets.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yes. I called, and they were in meetings.
I've gotten the same. Anytime I've asked anybody over there, I get the same thing. We're proceeding business as usual, and we can't comment, et cetera.
So Barstool broke it. Now the Post has it. That's Cone's out.
Oh, right.
Are we stunned?
Yes.
Are we stunned?
No, I'm not stunned. I'm certainly not stunned.
It doesn't take much for a billionaire to take his ball and go home.
This has happened before.
Right.
And I don't know what the...
Einhorn didn't act right. You remember he was ticking off people in the dugout and stuff like that? He had his kids running around the whole place and everything, and he got everybody mad, and he called... He got Fred mad, and, you know... I'm not saying they didn't screw him. They might have. But let's be honest. Right. He wasn't acting right in the beginning. I don't know what Steve Cone... He probably didn't even show up around the Mets yet. So
I honestly haven't seen him didn't see him.
So it looks like, though, if the Met fan thought they had the richest owner in sports, it looks like they don't.
Apparently not, unless it takes a left turn. But I don't know what the permutations are that were done to the deal, because apparently there was some configuring after the fact, or they tried to reconfigure some things, and that's what ticked them off.
Here's what I always think of. When you have a deal that doesn't take place right away, there's always a chance for the deal to blow up. You know, he wasn't taking control of the team for a while.
Right.
So when that can happen, there's always things that can happen along the way that get in the way. So that doesn't shock me. You know, when a guy like that takes over, like Tepper did, you come in, you buy the team, it's over.
Right.
One guy's the owner, one guy's out. Then you have an owner. Right now, you had a weird situation that puts everything in limbo.
I think when you have a 5-year grace period, and then you have a guy who has money and wants to infuse that money before the 5-year grace period, then you have some problems, I think.
Okay, have you heard, and I hadn't heard that, had you heard that Cone wanted to spend money?
I believe that to be the case. I don't know that. Didn't talk to him about it or his people, so I don't know. But
I don't know Cone at all. Okay. I know someone who I know a Wall Street guy who knows him very well. Mm-hmm. And all he says is he gets everything he wants. That's all he said is if he wants to make it, he wanted to buy something.
Maybe until now.
Well, yeah. I'm just surprised he didn't buy the whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
That's the way to buy it. When you're a guy like this and you got $13 billion, you go in, you buy it.
Yes. Yeah.
You give them the whole time. I don't think Fred and Jeff wanted to say goodbye, though. I think that's the thing.
No, I definitely think so. I think Fred, you know, will eventually, you know, ease himself out or whatever. I think Jeff wants to stay involved. And
The Wilpons Fred always said to me, if he said it once to me, he said it to me 1,000 times.
And keep it in the family.
He said, my grandkids will own the team. Yeah. He said that to me 1,000 times in the last 20 years, maybe more. So that's what I always went by, because he always said that. He always said, my grandkids will own this team. Yeah, I never thought they were going to get rid of the team.
Which was curious with this setup. But, you know, again.
But you never know when a guy comes in and gives you a lot of money, when you're talking about billions of dollars, and you're talking about tax issues, and you got Sal Katz to worry about, too, you know, because his money's in there, too. So who knows what was going on. So you got a guy comes in, and he's going to buy the thing. But he wasn't buying it immediately. Mm-hmm. So then, and he's got a ton of money. He's a big player, and he gets his way. So now that always makes things ticklish. So I'm not surprised there's a problem.
We'll see. Maybe he's totally out, but maybe he can work his magic and rework the deal. I don't know.
My gut is it's over.
My gut is it's over, too. Yeah,
if this comes out, they wouldn't have let this come out. If they wouldn't let this come out.
I would say that's the case.
Wouldn't have leaked out.
This is what, at least the second time, it's fallen through, basically.
Yeah, and
in general.
And give Boston still credit. They broke it, so give them credit. They're the ones that evidently broke it first, so give them credit. I can't say I'm surprised.
No.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not shocked. I honestly am not. I really am
and
not.
And you guys you've been around the team.
I haven't
haven't seen Cone yet, right?
No, I have not. I have not. And again, they've been very quiet and clandestine about, Brody and Jeff in particular. Anytime we've asked.
Oh, the Mets have had a good offseason.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They can't hire a manager. They have to hire another manager, okay? And now they got to get another owner. I mean, anything. While the Yankees have got a team that's thinking, am I going to win 110 or 115 games?
You guys ducking wild boars and stepping in holes and whatever. But you know what? The strange thing is there's still a lot of talent there. A lot of talent there. We'll see what happens.
Well, I got to feel that the Met fans, now you're going to open it up tonight, I'll do it here in a minute. I'm going to take a break, and we'll open it up to you Met fans for a second just to get your reaction. I got a feeling Met fans are going to be very unhappy about this.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, just a bit. Just a bit.
Let's put it this way. They just went
from being a very rich team to a team that is not going to spend a whole lot of money.
Let's put it this way. When my phone blew up around 3 o'clock or so, I said, boy, it's a good night to have a 3.5-hour show.
It is. Good. Eddie, are you working with by yourself or Sweeney?
No, Sweeney and Ricky Ricardo. How about that?
Oh, okay. So
you got a threesome.
And you got a whole lot of Met stuff. You just got to get Cone on.
I know he's dreadful.
Get a Cone. Get Gary Cone. Get Stevie Cone. Get Gary Cone. Get somebody, all right. Quick break. We'll be right back. Thanks, Eddie. All right. We'll get to as many calls as we can. Then you got Eddie and Sweeney on the baseball and Ricky Ricardo coming up tonight. So you get all that coming up. The Post got a story here. Boston broke it. Post got a story here. A guy named Thornton McInerney. And then someone I know, not a sports guy, but a financial guy, said to me, word is circulating that deal's dead. I don't know that the deal's dead. I don't have any official announcement the deal's dead. I didn't talk to anybody, so I'm telling you that right now. They didn't call me back. They were in a meeting. I heard back from them, but what they sent back was someone who was, an assistant said they can't talk to you right now. They just wanted me to know that they can't speak to you before your show. They're in a meeting. So that's what I found out. They were all in a meeting. The story says here that the deal is either dead or next to dead, that there has been a breakdown. The deal has broken down between Steve Cone, which would have made him the richest man in baseball at $13 billion, and Will Pons, that the deal has broken down. No one has stated that officially yet. The Mets sent out this, the parties are subject to confidentiality obligations, including a mutual non-disclosure agreement, and therefore cannot comment. That was it. All right, what's your thought process? Let's see. Mark in Bloomfield, you start. Go ahead. What's up?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I'm a seasoned plan holder. I am not surprised in the least. I'm surprised it lasted this long. who makes a deal 5 years in advance? It was destined to fail. And although now I'm kind of happy, he can keep the money in his pocket, go across the river and buy my jet. Because that's really the better play here.
Well, I don't know, but I don't know that they're for sale. I mean, I haven't heard that.
Make them an offer. Yeah, make them an offer. They'll listen. The Wilpons just needed cover for this casino hotel that they want to build around City Field.
Listen, I don't think that. I haven't heard anything about a casino near City Field. I have not heard that. So I don't think. And if that's the case, why would you be giving up 80% of the team? I don't think that's the case. They were giving up an 80% stake in the team. So they would keep it if that were the case. But deals like this fall apart. That's what happens. When you don't buy the whole thing immediately, deals can fall apart, and it looks like it may have. Dom in Jersey, go ahead, Dom.
Hey, Mike. First time, long time.
Good. What's up?
I have a feeling that the Wilpons, do you think they really want to sell the team at all?
Well, then why would they go through this?
Well, I think if they're going to hold 20% of the team back, that they don't really have that desire to sell the team. Like,
well, it's a good investment. It's a good investment. You see, what it did was it gave them a lot of money. Remember, they made a ton of money on this team. They made a ton of money in terms of the valuation. They bought an option on the team. Fred had an option for half the team in the beginning. He paid for when he bought out Doubleday, he paid them somewhere around, if I remember right, 230 something million for half the team. That was the valuation price at the time. And the initial price of the team was 20 million. So add that all up, and he's still making a fortune. He's selling 80% of it for 2.6 billion.
They made
an incredible amount of money here, and they kept 20% of the process of the deal. That still left them with a lot of money in the deal. So to me, everyone says to me, "Oh, the Wilpons are dumb." Dumb. I'd like to be dumb and make a deal where I bought something and it went up, you know, that many times in valuation. I mean, so they're not dumb. I mean, you know. So listen, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Any deal that is not completed immediately is always susceptible to failure.
Right. But do you think within themselves they wanted it to fail because they want to really be the owners of the team?
I don't know, Dom. I don't think so, because I would think, why would you go through this process if you didn't want to sell it? You know, why go through it at all? Now, this was a way to stay in it, but they were going to be in it as minority owners. You know, they were still staying aboard for five more years. Jack in Upper West Side. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Mike. Great to have you taking
Thank
calls
you.
Now
Thank
and then.
You. Thank you.
It's fantastic. I probably have a minority view. I grew up a Yankee fan in the Horace Clark days, and when Steinbrenner forced the Couser out, I'd had enough. I didn't like that kind of ownership. So I'm somebody who's always thought that the Wilpons. First of all, Fred loves this team like we do. We're fans. He loves this team. And I don't think that he was going to, you know, $2 billion is hard to look away at. But I think he wasn't going to sell this team unless this deal was a perfect deal for him. And I just think, you know what, I think that Fred has always gotten a bad rap. He loves the team. I think he spent a lot of money on his team, built a beautiful stadium. They've made plenty of mistakes, and had plenty of bad luck. But I don't think I think he loves the team, and that's the kind of owner I want. I don't necessarily want, you know, a wheel and deal and billionaire.
All right, so you're not happy with this, okay? Jose in Staten Island, what's up, Jose?
How are you, Mike?
Good.
How's everything?
Thank you, buddy. What's up?
Right. Well, you know, I find it very strange. Wasn't a number of years ago the Wilpons needed some money and they put up, $20 million, $200 million, and somebody loaned it to them. And then when they inquired about buying more stakes in the Mets, then right away they found the money and gave it back to them. Like,
well, no, they put up shares and they sold some shares, minor shares for $20 million apiece. That is not that unusual. You know, George never owned more than like 58 or 59% of the Yankees. He was always the managing general partner, and he had a lot of 4% and 6% owners who had minor stakes. Nobody had a major stake, but there were a lot of little small investors who owned part of the team, whether it was the Niederlanders, the Lester Crown, all these different guys. And that way, he was always the guy, though. All you need to have to have control is more than 50% of the thing. You don't have to have 100%. A lot of owners have minority owners, but they are the front guys because they have more than 50%. So they're the managing general partner, which you have to have more than 50%. Kevin in Fresh Meadows, what's up, Kevin?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good.
Today?
What's happening?
All right, so Cohen not buying the Mets is a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I actually know him. I worked at the Madison Avenue building where he worked, and when he was getting jammed up, this poor guy, Mike Steinberg, who was one of the stand-up guys, ended up falling on the sword for Cohen. Cohen was the biggest crybaby in the world. He couldn't park his car in the loading dock. You get a phone call. He couldn't park outside and have us watch his car. Oh, you get a phone call. This guy would have been the worst thing to ever happen to the Mets.
So you wouldn't have liked the guy as an
owner. Rest waiting to happen.
All right, so you didn't like the guy as an owner anyway. Okay. Frank in White Plains, what's up, Frank?
Mike, thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, Frank,
Mike,
what's up?
This is very sad for a Mets fan. I'm a diehard Mets fan, and this is horrible that I have to listen. I mean, Wilpons, they never do nothing. And George did everything. Yankees, they do everything for their fans. And Wilpons, they don't do nothing. And you hit the nail on the head, Mike, because we all know this was dragging around for a long time and something's going
to
happen like
well,
this.
You know, to me, when deals happen, they're deals that usually you're in, you're out. You're in, you're out. When you got a deal that has a lot of moving parts or people are going to be hanging around the deal, that's when you get mad because you can't have two people running the same thing. I can't, you know, if I sell you my house, I got to get out. I can't sell you my house and stay in part of the house. It's not going to work. So that's why these are always cumbersome deals. They can be confusing deals because if I'm maintaining even a part of it, I feel like I own it, but the other guy's got a bigger stake and he's also got a bigger wallet. So it's a kind of confusing deal. It really is. Now, we're going on the premise that these guys are right. The deal says, the stories say the deal is close to being over. I don't have anything official that the deal is over. According to sources, Cohen is deeply unhappy with the Wilpons changing the terms of the deal at a very late stage and has walked away. That is the story that is being reported tonight. Give Barstool credit. They had it first. Let me get a couple more in. Nick and Edison, go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Mike, there was a great article when this all came out a couple months ago in the New York Times. It was mainly about the Wilpons family. But what the sense of the article was that Fred's getting up there in age.
He is.
The family did not want to trust Jeff with that asset.
That might be very true. It could be. And remember, Sal Katz is a big part of this, too. And you know what? That might be very true. They felt that it's time to cash in. And they're worried about estate planning, and everybody wanted their piece. Might be very true. Could definitely be true. I'm not disputing that for a second. Actions speak louder than words. Kenny in Point Pleasant. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
What's happening?
I'm a Yankee fan, and I hate the Mets, but I'm actually disappointed. They don't play in the same league, so they wouldn't be competing for first place. But could you imagine, like, the Yankees and Mets both going after Gerrit Cole? When was the last time they went after the same free agent?
If we had a real arms race with the Yankees and the Mets, that would have been wild. If they really went after him the same way, that would be very wild. Naf and Lawrence, what's up, Naf?
Thank you. How are you?
Good, Naf. What's up? Call. What's happening?
I don't think it's over. I don't think it's over.
You don't think it's over. Okay, why?
Mike, on your show, the day after that they bought the team, you said they bought it. He took over because the Wilpons and Katz didn't get along anymore. So he came. Now he's pressuring Wilpon to move, and he's going to take over.
Naf, I never said the Wilpons and Katz didn't get along. I've never heard that. I don't know that. So there are a lot of people who thought that they wanted to cash in, that part of the family wanted to cash in. That might be true, but I never said they didn't get along. I don't know that to be a fact. I never heard that. That wasn't me. So that was somebody else. Steve in Chappaqua. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Mike. I just want to make a point. You have to go to an hour. You have to go to an hour.
Oh, listen. Thank you. I appreciate it. Right now I have to go because I got to let Eddie and Sweeney and all their guests get on. But you know what? It was a wild night. I wasn't expecting this. We'll see how this plays out. I'll try to get some information for tomorrow on this. I'm sure there'll be more by the morning. We'll see what happens. The rumor is that, or the word is that the deal is done, that Steve Cohen is out. His 80% purchase of the Mets is over. Let's see if that's true. Eddie's got a baseball show coming up, so you got plenty of time with Sweeney, a baseball hot stove show coming up this evening. The program, as always, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos, brought to you by those who drink it. We will see you tomorrow, radio.com at 5. We'll see you in the morning with the 5-minute morning, and then at 5, and then back on the fan at 6. Have a good evening, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.